The first kina that we're going to recite this morning is kina number letter Yud, number 10, Eicha Yashva Chabetzelas Hasharon. This kina is about the 24 mishmaros, the 24 watchmen that were set in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohanim and the Levim were separated into 24 groups, and they would take turns going to the Beis HaMikdash. Each group would go for 1 week. They'd rotate, so they'd end up going twice a year to carry out all the different services in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Maseches Tainis tells us that there was another layer to these 24 groups of Kohanim and Levim. And that is that if you look at the psukim about the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice brought in the morning and the afternoon, it seems to be a contradiction. On one hand, it seems to say that it's an individual Karban, that every individual is supposed to go ahead and bring the Karban Tamid. On the other hand, it seems like it's supposed to be communal. It's written Tishmeru in the plural. So the Gemara says that everyone would contribute the half a shekel coin, the carbon would be bought from everyone's money, but it was more than that. Not only were the Kohanim and the Levim split into 24 groups, but all of the Jewish people were split into 24 groups. And you had a group of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who are kavuim, who are set in Yerushalayim. And while the Kohanim were bringing the Karban and the Levi was singing, playing the instruments, the Yisrael was standing in the Beis HaMikdash over the Karban. He'd be watching the Karban, which is a halacha for every individual who brings a Karban. And those Yisraelim were representing all of Klal Yisrael. And not only were the group in Yerushalayim there, but the rest of Klal Yisrael as well, and therefore the people down south, the people in Tzfat, they were also split into groups. And these were called Ma'amados, the people who were omed on the Karban, but even the people far away who couldn't make it to Yerushalayim, they couldn't make it to be in the Beis HaMikdash to stand over the Karban. They were there, and what would they do in their hometowns? They would fast, and they would also read the Torah. So what you had, if you picture, just we could picture what was going on in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we think that it was all happening over here. It was something that had a ripple effect over the entire country. You had 24 different groups. Each group was on for 1 week. That group consisted of the Kohanim Levim who were going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Yisraelim who would watch over the Karban, and the Yisraelim all over the place that would fast and lane together with the Yisraelim and those in Yerushalayim after they went ahead and they brought the Karban Tamid. They'd fast the rest of the day and they'd also lane in their shuls over here in Yerushalayim. Everyone was doing the same thing. Everyone was, their focus was on this one Karban that was brought for the sake of the entire Jewish people. On some level, this was like a live hookup, like a live stream. You had this amazing thing going on over here in the Beis HaMikdash, and other people were doing the exact same things that was going on over here in order for them to be able to feel that they were connected to what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone was laning the same thing, everyone was fasting, just like the people that were fasting and laning here in Yerushalayim, and they all knew what the reason was about, and the other people in Tzfat that weren't part of that Mishmar, they weren't part of that Mayimid, they weren't part of that family, that group for that week, they knew that their next door neighbor was going, they knew that their friend was going, everyone knew what was going on. There was a certain focus that was going towards the Karban Tamid brought here in the Beis HaMikdash daily. Rav Hirsch in Parshas Pinchas points out that what are these two elements? They would lane from the Torah, everyone the same laning, and they would fast. And he writes those were the two elements that connect people on a spiritual level. The laning of the Torah focused people into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, where the Luchos were. They were able to focus on the Torah, the foundation of everything that we have in our lives is the Torah. And the second fasting, when a person fasts, he doesn't want to fast, he wants to eat. So he says, but I could be mitgaber, I could overcome my desires, my physical needs for what's right. And that is working on a person's character traits, it's working on a person's evil inclination to say that this is what's right, this is what I want to do. And I could overcome, I could go about doing that. That's represented in the fasting. So it was the Torah being represented, and it was the midos of a person that was represented. And that was all focused, all together, throughout all of Klal Yisrael on a daily basis. Rav Hirsch writes, nowadays we don't have the Karban Tamid. So how do we have that live hookup? How do we have that live stream towards the Beis HaMikdash? So he says that our Maimed, we all part of one Maimed now. There are no more 24 groups. It's all one group. And that is in our Tefillah. The Anshei Knesset HaGadola set up our Shmona Esrei. Nowadays, we all say the same words. We're allowed to add in our own tefillos, but we have a set tefillah. We're all saying the same thing, just like back in the day. They all learned from the same Torah, the same parsha, and they all fasted together in order to focus them. We all are one maimon. We are all one group that we daven the same tefillah every single day. And as the halacha teaches us that in our tefillah, we're lucky because we daven right here. It's easy to for us to picture. But people that aren't standing opposite the Kotel, their mindset while they're davening is supposed to be as if it's in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tzadi Daled 94, he writes that if someone is outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael, he should turn his face toward Eretz Yisrael. He should also direct his heart toward Yerushalayim and to the Beis HaMikdash, and to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he writes, and even if a person cannot turn his face in that direction, he should imagine himself standing in the temple in Jerusalem, in the Holy of Holies. And he brings a source to this from when Shlomo HaMelech dedicated the Beis HaMikdash. So in Sefer Malachim, in Perek Ches, he has a tefillah where Shlomo talks about how he asks Hashem that all of our prayers should be accepted when it's directed towards the Beis HaMikdash. And in one of the very few places that Hashem actually says that He's going to listen to tefillos, in Malachim Aleph Perites, He says, I've heard your prayers that you've pleaded with me, and I've sanctified this temple that you have built to place my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there for all time. Meaning I'm going to listen. When you focus your tefillah to Yerushalayim, when you focus our tefillah to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to answer. So one would have thought that this is like a nice thing, that it's better when we daven, we should try to focus, we should try to connect, should try to have that live stream to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Chafetz Chaim has a letter, he wrote a book called the Sefer Machane Yisrael, which is a handbook for Jewish soldiers conscripted into the Tsar's army in Russia. And when the people would go into war every single day, for all they knew, that was the last day of their life. So the Chafetz Chaim, in this book, in this handbook, he tells them to say a specific tefillah daily. And don't forget, this is theoretically the last day of his life, and they don't have a lot of time. So first of all, he says, you know, you don't have to say it in Hebrew. You can say it in any language that you want. But there are two conditions that are very important. One is that it has to be sincere, from the depths of your heart, rather than just reciting it with your lips. And then the second one, interesting, he says, the soldier should make sure that he directs his prayer through Eretz Yisrael, through Jerusalem, through the Holy Temple, into the Holy of Holies, and onto heaven. Which obviously is very, very serious. If it was just a nice, good thing, wouldn't be the condition for your tefillah on the potential last day of your life. This is our live hookup. This is our way of connecting. Every single day, we say, V'Yerushalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv, in our Shemona Esrei. What's our focus? What are we thinking about? Do we even understand what the words mean? The Rishonim tell us that that bracha has 24 words. Keneged the 24 mishmaros, these 24 groups that serviced Klal Yisrael, but again, just didn't just technically serve Klal Yisrael, it allowed the entire Klal Yisrael to feel connected. To feel connected. And we could have that connection with our tefillah every single day. If back in the day, when they had the physical temple, they needed this experience in order to feel connected, so surely we don't even know what that building does. We don't know what it meant. We couldn't feel it for sure. We need to have that connection. Where do we have it? Three times a day, in our Shemona Esrei, in our tefillah, we're able to connect. So this kina mourns the fact that we lost the 24 mishmaros, but it's much more than that. We lost that ability to see the connection, to feel the connection in a very, very, very real way. And it's something that we yearn for, and we try through our tefillah to be able to connect to Hashem, to be able to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh HaGadashim, in the greatest of ways. Yicha Yashvach Ha'Netzel Es HaShem.